Tonight, our Student Reporting Labs team brings us another edition of Moments of Truth, a series that delves into the spread of misinformation. David Morrill of Portland, Oregon, was involved in online conspiracy theory communities until a mental health crisis forced him to confront his beliefs. He talked with his father about how he found his way back to reality.
In the real world, I was falling behind. In this digital fantasy, I was unlocking the secrets of the universe. Hello, I'm David Morrill. I'm a 30-year-old graduate student, and we're here today to talk about how I slowly got drawn into conspiracy theories.
I'm Scott Morrill. I'm David's dad. I don't think at first I had any inkling that something was going on.
It all started with something called the Cicada 3301. It's this online puzzle. It starts with basic problem solving. You would take, say, an anagram and arrange letters correctly to get a URL. I got involved more deeply in communities that were trying to crack this. I started going on Reddit specifically. I realized I couldn't. But there were other less well-known puzzles and challenges that people were directing my attention towards. I got it up in my head that there was some shadow group running everything. Maybe if I solved these things, they'd let me in. I'd be a member.
Right?
I never knew what the grand sacred truth was. I was just going through a hero's journey of challenges and puzzles to try to get there, maybe.
Did you get more sort of desperate to crack the code, so to speak?
Yeah. My relationship began failing darn near immediately after marriage, and my income was paltry at best. I wasn't sleeping, I was taking drugs, and I started getting really paranoid, as is a common side effect of marijuana. I started frantically reaching out and trying to express my concerns to you.
You were talking about stuff that your mother and I just, we didn't get it. At some point, there was a traumatic event that kind of brought this all to a head.
My imagination was running away from me, so I got in the shower, and for over a dozen hours I refused to get out. You know, people were knocking, and I was terrified of them. Just, I knew that the water running over me was comforting, and so I refused to move. On hindsight, the doctors have labeled it a drug-induced psychosis, which means I'd lost touch with reality completely.
It's an absolutely terrifying thing to see a loved one in that much distress and not know what you can do about it. We called in some experts that knew how to deal with it and basically talked you down and helped you on a path to recovery. You started working with some people in the healthcare industry that helped.
Yeah. I wish I could give more of a single moment where the not believing in conspiracies kind of emerged. All I know is that by your not being judgmental, by not telling me that it was all fake or that I was crazy, I was able to slowly climb back out because of your support. So, thank you.
You made me cry. Since then, stuff has taken a turn.
Swiftly.
For the better.
Yes. Now I've gotten 2 bachelor's degrees, actually, and successfully defended my thesis just last month.
Tell me a little bit about that.
I wanted to know what happened to me and also hopefully help others in the future. I started focusing on conspiratorial ideation and persuasion online, and I've got to be honest, it's more invigorating going through the proper channels than it is making these aha breakthroughs in your basement.
Well, and I hope that your mother and I weren't accusatory.
You were very supportive. At the end of the day, I could have dismissed anybody except you guys. You've made it abundantly clear throughout my whole life that you care, so I appreciate that.
It would be impossible to overstate how much we care.
Sorry I lost my way for a bit.